Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. 30 plus years after The Karate Kid became box office gold, the saga moves on to television via YouTube Red. Cobra Kai brings back the dojo of that movie and its sequels, along with stars Ralph Macchio and William Zabka. Creator and showrunners Josh Harrell, Jim Hurwitz, and Hayden Schlossberg join me next in an internet radio exclusive. Also ahead, Hollywood creates a blockchain crypto connection, an after talk show for Dietland, our latest classic trivia question winner, and our show to know is not just for geniuses. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker, and present on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Oval.com, proud development partner of the 2018 New York Television Festival, and the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later in the program. Happy and Monday afternoon to you and all. Thank you for starting your week with the program All About Television. Some great guests coming your way in the next hour and change, and we invite you to be part of the program. All it takes is a call from you, and here's what you do. You pick up the phone, you dial in at this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number's good anyway. You're catching us across the country and around the globe here on Blog Talk Radio and on Spreaker. And we've got a chat room you can put your thoughts in. It's SimonApple04 by name. You'll find it at our home base page. That's blogtalkradio.com/televised. And our very good friend from Philadelphia, Rick Webb, is already in the room. And while the program is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon on your Blog Talk screen. Follow the instructions, and other people can be live with you. The trio of people making Cobra Kai happen on YouTube Red join us live from Los Angeles after these news notes. Another avenue to create, fund, and distribute new television programs by way of blockchain and cryptocurrency is off the ground today. This one is called MovieCoin, and it's the first of the bunch to originate from Hollywood. Investors would get tokens for the TV and movie ventures they fund, while consumers would use other tokens to buy or rent the TV ventures for distribution in several ways, including on-demand and DVDs. We are attempting to contact the people in charge of the venture, and we hope, if possible, to have them on this program in the next week or so. By the way, we've already had two of the three other ventures that we know about doing their thing, Stingo DTV based here in New York, Live Tree of Death from London, and Globe, that is out, or group, I should say, which is based up in Canada. If you want to catch the episodes we did last November with Singular DTV and earlier this year with Liz Chiadap, you can go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. AMC's next effort of post-drama talk shows will begin June 4th. That's when Dietland, the beauty industry set dramedy starring Juliana Margulies, debuts. Unapologetic will follow each Dietland installment with a discussion of trends and issues raised along the way. Aisha Tyler will host and welcome in Dietland actors, writers, and producers, plus a variety of other guests. Some renewal quickies, he will bring Total Divas back for two more seasons, taking the spotlight of WWE female personalities past 100 episodes and through 2020. Viral Space, the animated dramedy co-produced with Conan O'Brien, will get a second TBS season next year. We interviewed creator Olin Rogers on this program last February, and again, you can hear that session at our homepage. And in the last hour, Fox approved the second season of medical drama The Resident. And that is news notes for today. Now joining us live from Los Angeles in an interradio exclusive, the trio making Cobra Kai happen on YouTube Red, creators and showrunners Josh Held, John Hurwitz, and Hayden Schlossberg. Gentlemen, welcome in.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah,
hey.
It's a pleasure to have all three of you with us, and Josh, we'll start with you. It's been 5 days now since the premiere. What's been the reaction?
It's been amazing. The online reaction has been incredible. We are beyond overwhelmed by the response, both from critics and from fans alike. You know, we knew that we would maybe grab the hardcore Karate Kid fans by the heartstrings, but we're very, very just encouraged and excited that we've seemed to have, you know, grabbed a hold of a larger audience as well. It's been tremendous. 16 million views for that first episode so far.
And John, how have people responded to the performances of Macho William Zabka? It looks like the critics definitely have, and they're very positive about both performances.
Listen, Billy and Ralph, they brought it. I mean, they from the moment we sat down with them and talked to them about the idea, and they decided to be a part of the show. They were all in. They were amazing to work with. You know, on set, we felt the magic working with them. You know, the scenes when they're together, it's just the energy is palpable. And they have a lot of scenes on their own with other characters, and they're fantastic throughout. The reaction to their work it speaks for itself. We're not surprised because the guys did such great work.
Hayden, how did this all happen? How did you and your colleagues decide that this was the time to not only bring back the Karate Kid, but also make it a television series?
You know, I think it starts with, you know, the fact that the three of us are just huge fans of Karate Kid and have been talking about it for years. And we love the Cobra Kai. We love the bad guys. We love Johnny Lawrence. We love Billy Zabka, how he was not just the bully in Karate Kid, but he was the bully in Just One of the Guys and the bad guy in Back to School. And so we've been obsessed with Billy Zabka for decades. John and I tried to get Billy into a scene in Harold and Kumar Escape from Guantanamo Bay. He was in Josh Shields wrote Hot Tub Time Machine. So we've been on a trajectory to try to get a Billy Zabka, you know, Karate Kid thing going, like, sort of since we were born. But I think that it was really like seeing what's happening in television and seeing, like, you know, something like a Fuller House, you know, like, take off. That we're like, you know what, maybe this could work as a TV show. And when we started thinking about it in that format, we loved it because you could start to shift perspectives and really see everybody's sides, and, you know, and that's what, you know, drew us in creatively.
Mm-hmm. Josh, before we get into the pathway that all three of you took to make this show happen, why do you think we are now seeing so many reboots? Whether it's One Day at a Time, Roseanne, Will and Grace, whether it's on the broadcast network or on Netflix, or in this case, a YouTube series.
I think there's this wave of nostalgia that, you know, everyone always wants to go back to a different time. It's why, you know, when we were younger, Back to the Future worked, you know, for us as kids in the 80s, but it worked for the adults also because they were going back to the 50s, and it was always a time when, you know, when all these shows are coming back, it's just a reflection of, well, now we have this landscape of television and streaming services and cable and post-cable, where you have the ability to have a little bit of everything for a little bit of everybody, and who wouldn't want to go back and revisit some of the magic of these shows and be able to tell new stories, tell longer form stories. For us, it was a little different because we were taking not a successful TV show and rebooting it or continuing it or relaunching it. We were taking this iconic movie and changing the medium entirely. So we happened to hit at the same time that a lot of these other nostalgic shows are hitting, but it was a completely different journey for us.
John, was there a lot of second guessing about doing this, given the fact that Pat Morita, who was so critical and integral to the film series as Mr. Miyagi, won an Academy Award nomination for the first one? I thought she won one for the second one, by the way. I love his performance in the second film, Karate Kid Part II, even then the first one. Was there a lot of going back and forth, like, should we do this, should we not do this, should we proceed with the series without Miyagi, et cetera, et cetera?
You know, there was no second guessing there because we knew that the series that we had planned, you know, has that Mr. Miyagi character looming large over the series. You know, he was such an impactful figure in the franchise, but specifically in Daniel Russo's life and with Daniel as one of the lead characters and sort of carrying on that Miyagi-Do tradition. You know, we felt that we had opportunities to honor Pat Morita's legacy and the Miyagi character while bringing something new.
You are hearing the three people responsible for Cobra Kai. It's a brand new series on YouTube Red that's drawing a lot of fans all over the country and a lot of critical reaction too, mostly positive. And we've got the creators and showrunners with you live on Tomorrow Be Televised this afternoon. That's Josh Held, John Hurwitz, and Hayden Schlossberg. And they all would love to hear from you. So give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, Simon Apple 04, my name, Ripper, our friend from Philadelphia in the room. By the way, 73 beautiful degrees at the top of the hour here in New York. And you're listening to our show on Blog Talk Radio, and also, since last week, on Spreaker.com. You can catch us not only on Spreaker.com, the website, but also on their podcast radio app. It's available on many iOS and Android devices. Friday on our program, we will have the executive producer of the popular Oprah Network series, Black Love, that's Kenny and Cody Oliver, husband and wife team, and has done very well with that series, which is coming into its final season later this month. And finally, BattleBots is coming back in a brand new version of the simulcast on Discovery Channel and Science Channel. The executive producer, Tim Gutteridge, will join us. That's Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern New Pacific here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Hayden, obviously one of the big things was to get Ralph Macchio and William Zabka both on the same page saying we want to do this. And then reading some of the material about this before doing today's show, that Hayden, there was a lot of talk with Ralph about doing this series and a lot of back and forth.
Like I said before, we were always, we had been in contact with Billy Zabka over the years, so we were able to sort of reach out to him first and talk about this idea. But we had never met Ralph, and this was just a guy that we really respected because we loved this movie so much. So we felt confident that when we sat down with him, we'd be able to, express, our love of this franchise and our understanding of what makes it work. And I think we knew that what would draw Ralph in is a good story that makes sense for today and not just a cash grab. Because, Ralph, frankly, he's happy letting Karate Kid just, leave it on its own. I mean, the only reason to do something is if there's a reason and, that would help the story. And I think when we talked to him about our ideas, he just kind of fell in love with it. And now we had the two, this rivalry come back, and it was really exciting.
Yeah. Josh, if people don't know William Zabka from The Karate Kid, or they may know him for being Edward Woodward's son in The Equalizer. Did they ever talk about that, his experience on that series?
We did talk with him about his experience on The Equalizer. It's funny, we've done the deep dive on Billy Zabka's career. We grew up watching him in Karate Kid and Back to School and Just One of the Guys. And, he seemed to be around all these movies we watched, and then later found out, oh, wow, he's in this show, The Equalizer. And because of the advent of streaming, we're able to go find all the episodes of The Equalizer and enjoy him on that as well. He's had quite a career from a young age, and he's having quite a moment right now.
That was a wonderful series. I still think Edward Woodward gave one of the best performances on television in the history of TV with that performance, which should have won him an Emmy. And I thought also it was a TV series that brought – that really set the stage for production to come back to New York on a regular basis. It was just a well-done series. If you get a chance to see it on YouTube or somewhere, it's really an amazing show. And the Stuart Copeland music is a classic television score. John, how long did it take you and your colleagues to come up with the basic framework of Cobra Kai, not just the basic plot line where we have Macchio's character being successful, he marries somebody, he's got a family, and Zabka's character has sort of been on hard times, and the hard times compel him to bring Cobra Kai back to the dojo.
Well, the initial seeds of this idea, came up many years ago, probably 15 years ago or so. But that was more when we thought about it as a movie. About 2 years ago, we probably started thinking about it as an idea and the basics. And once everything sort of started to come together and we were going to have these meetings with Billy and Ralph and Planet, it was a month, 2 months of real, hard work, making sure that we had figured out all the ins and outs of these characters, of these storylines. And, once we got the green light from YouTube Red, we were off to the races. We had, from the moment we sort of sold the show to when we had to start, shooting the show, it was only a couple months. So we had to quickly throw together a writer's room. We did a ton of writing ourselves, and it was all hands on deck. But when you have a clear vision, from the beginning, it makes the writing a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious, Josh, how did you come up with the life that Macchio's character now leads? Because it seems when you watch the Karate Kid films, 1, 2, and 3, Macchio would always have a different girlfriend. First it was Elizabeth Shue in 1, then it was Pamela Tamita in 2, now I'm a good doctor, by the way. Then this other woman was number 3. How did you figure out, who's this guy end up marrying and has the family and so forth? And by the way, I'm curious how the family dynamic plays into this series.
Well, without giving away a lot about the series, it's a role reversal. So we knew that we were going to have Daniel LaRusso be a successful businessman living in the Encino area. It seemed like the natural extension of where his character was headed in the lineage of the movies. So we wanted him to have a very stable, very happy family, and we also knew that we were skating on the history of all the beautiful women and successful women that he had encountered over his life, that character. So when casting Amanda LaRusso, it was just very important that she feels smart, pretty, together, a good mother, all the things that feel like Daniel LaRusso had earned just on first glance, and then obviously get into it and see what makes their marriage special. They work together. They have kind of a good give and take in terms of how to conduct themselves as parents, and yet they have the same thing that that married people have after raising kids, after seeing their kids grow up, and they have the frustrations of having two different points of view in how to handle things. And that was just, we dug in from a place of character, and that's where we started with that.
Who plays that role?
I'm sorry?
Who plays that role?
Courtney
Hengler.
Courtney came in and she just crushed it. She right away had chemistry with Ralph. They were giggling like they knew each other, for as long as they had been married, and seemed like the perfect actress for the role.
Yeah. Hey, and one person we haven't talked about is the creator of The Karate Kid, Robert Mark Kamen, who wrote all three of the movies. Was there any effort to get him involved in this new version? Have you heard from him since the premiere on YouTube?
We have. First of all, we're huge fans. We're huge fans of Robert Mark Kamen. He's one of our favorite screenwriters. We fell in love with this movie as kids, but when we got older and we became professional writers ourselves, we would watch the movie and really, it just made us have a real respect for the storytelling and the character work. One of the reasons why we're doing the show Cobra Kai is because Robert Mark Kamen didn't just write generic bullies. Each one, Tommy, Bobby, Dutch, has their own little character, and so that got us and I think fans really into Cobra Kai. And, before we started shooting, we reached out to him telling him that we were, thinking about doing this, and, he gave us his blessing then. I think he didn't quite know exactly what it was going to be at the time. And since then, when he's seen, the trailers and the episodes, he reached out to us very excited, very, thankful that, we understood what he, the characters that he created, and he just loves the direction that we took it.
Mm-hmm. John, what themes do you explore in the series? The films did all sorts of themes. There was, because of Mr. Miyagi, there was a whole idea of mentoring and parenting. So Mr. Miyagi sort of became like a second parent to Daniel's character. There was, as you mentioned, bullying. Before there was the age of cyberbullying back in the 80s, prejudice and also diversity. I'm curious how you expand on those themes in the series, but also if you bring in some new themes, let's say some social issues or social concerns that, have a special place that you decide to bring into this series.
Well, a number of the themes that you mentioned are themes that we touch upon here. Bullying is as relevant today as it was, in the 80s, unfortunately. And like you said, it has evolved over time. So we have, there's a modern take on bullying and a modern examination of that. There's, the mentorship, the father figure themes, all the stuff that you saw in those movies, we've carried through here, but in kind of a different sort of more modern way. And, I'd say just sort of, lastly, it's there's some generational commentary that, you'd find that's relevant to these days. We're living in a time where, everyone is passionate about their opinions and have, varying points of view. And I think that, our show shows, some ways that people could learn from each other from different generations.
Cobra Kai, the new series on YouTube Red, is now running on that service, which is available on many smart TV sets and on many smart TV tech devices, like Roku and Apple TV, Amazon Fire TV, Google Chromecast, et cetera. We've got the three creators and showrunners with us all live from Los Angeles this half hour on Tamabe Televised. We're joined by Josh Held, John Hurwitz, and Hayden Schlossberg. And they're with us for a few more minutes. So if you have a call, get it in at 646-652-2906 or use our chat room, Simon Apple04 by name. We're going to be coming to you live from Austin, Texas a week from today. Their annual TV festival takes place next month, and they got some interesting new surprises, including a new project that we're going to hear about straight from the mouths of the founders and co-executive directors, Kayla McFarlane and Emily Gibson. They're both with us live and exclusive next Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Hayden, how does both characters expand? Without giving away too much, how do you and the writers expand what not just what the characters do, but also their relationship to each other and the dojo and the people who are students there?
You know, I think, you know, we treated this series, you know, like a movie. We all come from the film side, and even though, you know, the movies that we've made, Harold and Kumar and Hot Tub Time Machine, are comedies, we always cared about the, you know, the character arcs. And so, you know, when we start off the story, you see Johnny and Daniel, and there's this role reversal. But we know that this is also an underdog story, and what makes a good underdog story is, you know, it's the building of relationships. And so you see, you know, a guy like Johnny and a student like Miguel at first being like a complete odd couple in a sense. And it reminds you in some ways of just a completely different version of, you know, this guy from Okinawa and an Italian kid from Jersey. I mean, it's two totally different types of characters. And like John said before, with, you know, different generations and different tastes in music, but it's Johnny who's the one who's in charge. It's his music or the highway. And but over the course of the show, you're going to see, you know, that chemistry get created. And, you know, hopefully by the time people get to the end of the series, you know, they're really invested in these new character journeys and really, you know, rooting for new underdogs. And, you know, that's what we're going for, is basically the same type of goosebumps and, you know, fist pumping reactions that the original got.
Yeah. John, it sounds like there's going to be a lot of fish out of water situations or characters as the series develops over the 10 episodes.
Yeah, you know, that's fish out of water is always a good source of comedy. So putting, you know, a character like Johnny Lawrence, who has this 80s mentality, with a group of, you know, modern teenagers, their frame of reference is very different than his, and vice versa. So yeah, it leads to a lot of laughs, but you know, also some growth for the characters.
Hey, and I'm sure it was a surprise to you and the cast and your fellow creators that you were invited to be at the Tribeca Film Festival a couple weeks ago for the local premiere of this. And I heard that it was an amazing event. It was the screening of the first episode or two, plus a panel discussion afterward with Ralph and William. What was it like for all three of you to be part of a festival and sort of have the trial by fire, if you will, by being one of the TV attractions there?
That was fun. I mean, you know, we love the idea, first of all, being able to see the show in front of a big audience, and so we were able to do that there. But, you know, Tribeca obviously has you know, a reputation for, you know, high-end TV and sort of, you know, critically acclaimed movies. And, you know, we know that, you know, this franchise, Cobra Kai, there's a lot of fun, awesome, responses, you know, to the movie, but we also, or to the show, but we also, you know, felt that this is something that critics would like. And so it was fun to be able to have that opportunity to show the show at Tribeca.
Folks, we have a call. We're going to take it. Hello, you're on Tomorrow Be Televised. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Tony. I'm from New York. How you doing?
Tony, great, thank you. Glad to have you on the program. You're on with the folks from Cobra Kai. Go ahead.
Excellent. My question is, first of all, I binge-watched the whole series in a day. It was fantastic, and I can't wait for season two. Any chance of seeing Terry Silver or even Hilary Swank showing up in any future seasons? Are they recognized as part of the canon?
We definitely will say that we recognize the first four Karate Kids as canon to our universe, Karate Kid, Karate Kid Part 2, Karate Kid Part 3, and the next Karate Kid. Anything with Pat Morita, Pat Morita's Miyagi character in it is fair game, and I will say any character in that universe or anyone extended family to these characters is a possibility of showing up on our show as it serves the story. You know, we know we can't just continue to go back to the nostalgia well over and over again without giving those characters room to fit into our growing universe. So when we do it,
sure.
If we do it, it will be, you know, thoughtfully and awesome.
Sounds good. Great to hear. Love the show, guys. Fantastic work.
Thank you so much.
You got it. And thanks for our caller right here on Tomorrow Be Televised. And I bring up another topic. Has there been any sort of inclination to bring back Elizabeth Shue or bring back Tamla Tamita or the girlfriend from Karate Kid 3 and to sort of get an update on how their lives have gone and sort of have them interplay with Ralph Macchio and Zabka's characters?
Well, expanding on, you know, what Josh was saying, you know, all the characters that you mentioned there are characters that we think about. You know, obviously you see Elizabeth Shue's character referenced throughout the first season, and, you know, she was, you know, really the source of conflict between these two guys, you know, and all those characters, you know, are interesting to us. We talk about in depth kind of where we think those characters would be and how they could fit into this universe. It really just has to make sense to the story that we're telling at that particular time. And, you know, we have thoughts, but no definitive plans.
Got it. Before we go, gentlemen, I know that YouTube Red and a lot of people who've been covering YouTube Red see your series as like the new signature show, maybe the defining point for this series to fly. Was there any sense of that in making the show that, you know, we could be the show that puts them over the top in terms of public acceptance? And I guess I got to ask, any thoughts from YouTube in, as far as getting to the second season?
Well, I would just say from the very first pitch meeting, you know, YouTube, you know, expressed to us that they would hope that this show would be like a house of cards for them. You know, we've talked to them in the past about this hopefully being a signature show, and they have a lot of other shows, you know, coming after us that are higher profile. You know, they're just really getting started over there, and I think, you know, it was their passion and their, you know, their commitment to, you know, saying that they would be supporting this, you know, like Netflix, you know, supports House of Cards or Handmaid's Tale at Hulu. You know, like they wanted this to be that show for them, and we saw that, you know, in their faces and, you know, just and in their dialogue in the first pitch, and that's one of the main reasons why we went with them, you know, over some of these other places that also heard our pitch and really liked it. You know, it was YouTube at the time was maybe the underdog of all of them, but this is. But they really wanted it the most, and it looks like it's, you know, succeeding the way that we all wanted it to. And then, you know, in regards to a second season, you know, we're all like, you know, hoping that that's happening. We're just excited about this first season coming out right now.
And that first season is 5 days old, and you can see it now on YouTube Red. And YouTube Red is available on most smart TV set models with a Samsung, Vizio, LG, etc., or on Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire TV, Nvidia Shield, TouchWiz, Wave, etc., etc., etc. And if you want to find out more about the series and about YouTube Red in general, here's where you go online, youtube.com/red. That's youtube.com/red. Once again, the reaction from the critics to the series has been mostly generous and terrific, especially for the lead performances by Ralph Macchio and William Zabka recreating their roles from over 30 years ago. Josh Held, John Hurwitz, Hayden Slusberg, the co-creators and showrunners of Cobra Kai, thank you all very much for coming aboard this Monday afternoon. Congratulations on how the show is being received both by critics and by the general public. And hopefully this is the beginning of many, many more seasons to one of the great sagas of recent film history.
Thanks so much.
Appreciate it.
You.
You're welcome, one and all. Take care. Enjoy.
Okay, bye-bye.
Josh Hell, Joan Hurwitz, and Hayes Schlossberg, crazy showrunners of Cobra Kai, the new version of The Karate Kid, now playing on YouTube. Red, all joining us live from Los Angeles. When we come back, our latest classic trivia question winner and that winning answer, and a new question with a new prize for you, and we'll have our show to know. It was on NBC last night, and it's a show that really deserves your attention. Whether or not you're a genius. We'll get to all that after we pause at the bottom of the hour for web identification. You are connected to the best internet radio on the planet, www.blogtalkradio.com. Follow Kathy Live on Spreaker.com. And it's your home for Kings in the Morning. Check out Nate King and Crew. That's J. King and Crew, weekdays, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. Kings in the Morning, right here exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. And remember, you can catch the best of BTR 24/7 at YouTube.com. And you can catch our show on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. Just put Tomorrow Be Televised in the search bar when you go to iHeartRadio.com, click and you're in, or go to the category bar at the top, put in entertainment, and you are right there. Welcome back to more of Tomorrow Be Televised. We're coming away live from New York simulcasting on Blog Talk Radio and on Spreaker, and also present on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. Simon Appleman with you live from the Big Apple, 73 degrees at the top of the hour. Coming up shortly, we'll have our classic trivia question of the week and our show to know if NBC's Genius Nation, the semifinals of which started last night. But first, some words from the fine folks at Audible.com. One of the big Tony Award nominated shows this last week was Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, both parts. It received, I believe, 11 Tony Award nominations, the most for any play, and one short of the ones that were done by musical SpongeBob SquarePants and Mean Girls. Well, if you're a Harry Potter fan and want to start at the beginning, how about an audiobook version of Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone by J.K. Rowling, narrated by that wonderful fun actor of Scapino fame, Jim Dale. And you can get it right now. All you have to do is subscribe to a free trial of Audible.com from an Amazon company. And all you have to do is go to this website, audibletrial.com/televised. You know, Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. There's over 180,000 titles to choose from. You can listen on any device and deliver. You are hearing us on right now at Blog Talk Radio or Spreaker. And if you sign up at audibletrial.com/televised, audibletrial.com/televised, you get one free audiobook, a 1 month trial of the service, and great customer service from their parent, Amazon.com. So hear for yourself why at Audible.com, listening is the new reading. And I'm sure you'll be hooked after a month, because Audible.com will transform the way you hear the world. I'm delighted to tell you that once again this year, second year in a row, Audible is a proud development partner of the annual New York Television Festival happening here in the Big Apple this July. Remember, for a free audiobook, 1 month trial, great customer service, all in one, audibletrial.com/televised. And now it's time for our classic trivia question segment. I'm happy to say that for the third week in a row, we have a winner. It's Ying Yu Lin from Mount Vernon, New York, our second winner from upstate New York, I'm happy to say. And she got the correct answer. So she is going to win the showrunner. The book by executive producer Cy Chermak of Ironside and Chips of the Bowl One Fame. It's an insider's guide to successful TV production. The question we had last week was this. Of his classic TV series, Wagon Train, where did that wagon train start its journey across the U.S. every season? We were looking for either the state, the city, or both. And Ying Yu got the state. It was Missouri. The full answer was St. Joseph's, Missouri. And Ying Yu got the state, so she wins the showrunner by Cy Chermak. Ying Yu, thank you again for playing from Mount Vernon, New York. We're going to get that book out to you in the next day or two, and hopefully you'll get it by the end of the week or the weekend or so. So thank you for playing, and it means and we have a brand-new classic trivia question of the week for you right now, and here it is. Back in the 1950s, one of the first major hits in syndication, and a very controversial one, was a series on VIB television called I Led Three Lives. It was based on a best-selling book by a gentleman named Herbert A. Bilger, who was played by the actor Richard Carlson. The series ran three seasons, and here's the question. On I Led Three Lives, what were the three lives the main character, Herbert Bilger, led? And we want it back. Situation. On I Led Three Lives, what were the three lives that Herbert A. Philbrick led? If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and your full name address when you give the answer. And if you're first with the correct answer, we're going to give you a classic book, thanks to Natural Graphic Society. You may have heard that Genius, the series that is being topical concert with Antonio Banderas in lead role, is on National Geographic Television right now. And they recently announced their third season profile, which is going to be Mary Shelley, first female one. And we've got a book version of Frankenstein that Nat Geo has come out with, completed on a bridge, that we're offering as a prize this week. So if you put in the correct answer to our Clap Series question, you will get the new Nat Geographic paperback version of the classic Mary Shelley tale, Frankenstein, of course, made in all sorts of film and TV versions. So again, SimonApple04@yahoo.com. Remember, in order to win, you got to be in. So get in there, and of course, all the very best. If you missed the question just now, no problem. I'll post it tomorrow morning on Facebook and on my Twitter hashtag at UBCSimonTWBT. That's at UBCSimonTWBT. Be in or win. Just like Ying Yu Lin did for Mount Vernon. It's our third weekly win in a row. Can we make it four? We've never done that in the nearly 3 years we've been doing this class three question segment. We have never had four weekly wins in a row. But we have a shot. We're going to give it a show, and you can be that winner, but you got to be in to win. Okay? So do it. And all the best of luck. And now it's time for a regular feature that we call A Show to Know. And for those of you who are checking us out for the first time on Spreaker.com, and I hope you are, and thanks to those of you that did so in the first week that we've been on that very website, A Show to Know is a regular feature where we highlight a program that we think is worth your while to watch. And if you probably don't know about the program because it's not either well-marketed or promoted or publicized, or it falls under the radar screen of critics and journalists. And it turns out that our Show to Know this time happens to fit all those bills. It's a show that was on NBC last night and it's coming toward the finish. It's called Genius Junior. It's hosted by Neil Patrick Harris of Doogie Howser, How I Met Your Mother fame, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And he plays host to a group of kids who compete in teams of three in a variety of mental challenges. It can be anything from spelling bees, where you have to spell the spell letters in a word without the vowel and then spell it backward, to showing memory by showing how many, by reciting the exact lineup of decks in a playing card. It's a really fun show. It's produced before a live audience, which was live, it was taped, but Harris is wonderful, the kids are terrific, and what is especially commendable about this series is you get a chance to really look at the kids' lives away from that television camera. And you find out that these kids, while they're brainiacs, don't just have brainiacs dominate their whole lives, that they have all sorts of lives, they're engaged in all sorts of activities, some engaged in very social causes, and they have wonderful parents, and they're really being raised well. And that is terrific. What really bothers me about this series is that NBC and a lot of other people are throwing this under the bus. It's not being well marketed or publicized. It's on, by the way, Sunday night at 8 o'clock. Great time for the whole family to gather around and catch that series. NBC not doing much publicity. The critics have not caught on with this show. And what's really concerning to me is that a lot of educational associations, who I think would see this show as a great, great public relations tool and a great tool to showcase what education can do and what teachers can do for people, they're not behind this. So one thing I'd like to say in presenting this to you is, if there's any educational leaders watching, or listening, I should say, get behind this show. You got two more weeks to do it. They started the semifinals last night. They'll have another semifinal round this coming Sunday, and then they'll have the final with the two teams competing for some wonderful prizes. At least some scholarship money is also in there, too. This is a terrific show. And it's the second series, by the way, that really showcases kids in a game show setting, in a good light. The other is Child Support, which is on ABC, hosted by Fred Savage, the Wonder Years fame. That's coming back, incidentally, for a second season next year. I would love to see Genius Junior come back. I'm really enchanted by this show. Bravo to everybody who produces the show. The kids look great. They exhibit great sportsmanship. You really get a sense that these kids are just plain fun and normal and very authentic and down to earth, and they really root for each other, both as members of a team, but also they root for the other team, too. And that's a wonderful thing to see. Genius Junior, this coming Sunday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time on your local NBC station. For more details about the program online, www.nbc.com. That's www.nbc.com. It is not too late to get behind the show. I took a look at the Facebook following, and by the way, it's got at least over 100,000 Facebook followers. So some people are watching. We just need, I think, to get NBC and the educational institutions, schools around the country, and the TV critics to get behind the show and not throw this under the bus. So get on board, Genius Junior, again at 8 o'clock this coming Sunday and next Sunday on your local NBC station. Now, I'd like to ask you this. Is there a TV show you like that you think deserves more attention and isn't getting it? Well, let us know here at Tomorrow Be Televised. We'll give it that attention. If we do use your suggestion on the air, you, of course, will get the credit. So all you have to do is email me, SimonApple04@yahoo.com. That's SimonApple04@yahoo.com. Let us know the name of the show, other things about it, And as I said, if we use your suggestion on the air, you get the credit. You also find me on Facebook and follow me on Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's at UBC Simon TWBT. And again, we want to hear from you because what you say matters. And if it's a TV show that you like, we want to highlight it. That's why this program is all about television. And we want you to be as interactive with the show as you can. And that reminds me, before we wrap things up, particularly those of you that are joining us for the first time on Spreaker, we really want to hear you on the show. This is a program that is designed to hear from you. That's why we have a phone line to call during the program. That's why we have our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. So please go ahead and use it. Let us know what you think. Give us great questions, and so on and so forth. On our last episode, by the way, this past Friday, we had two great callers come in. So we'd love to hear from you. And by the way, the number is good anyway. You're catching us across the country, all around the globe on Spreaker. We've had calls in the past from Russia. We've had calls in the past from Europe. We've had calls from Canada and Mexico, all over the world. And that's the great thing about internet radio is that you can be heard simultaneously all over the place. So take advantage of the opportunity on our program to be involved. And if you don't feel like using the phone, no problem. Use the chat room. Either way, we appreciate what you have to say and how you get involved. And I hope you will make us a regular habit on this program all about television, especially to all the new folks who are joining us on Spreaker. And remember, you can also, for all you Spreaker fans out there, you can catch us on their podcast radio app. It's available on most iOS and Android devices, whether it's smartphones, whether it's tablets. And in some cases, particularly with Android TV, I'm sure we're also available on smart TV sets and some smart devices like Google Chromecast. So tell your friends who love Spreaker that we're on there, and if they can't catch us live, catch us there. We'll be hopefully getting a lot more of our recent episodes to you so you can binge listen to us anytime you like. And that will do it for today's episode. Again, coming your way on Friday, we'll have the husband and wife couple behind the Oprah Winfrey Network series, Black Love, coming up in a new season later this month, and I believe it will be the final one for the series. Their names are Tommy and Cody Oliver. And from BattleBots, the revival coming later this month to Discovery Channel and Science Channel executive producer Tom Gutteridge. And one week from today, we're going live to Austin, Texas, the site of the annual ATX TV Festival. We'll have the founders and co-executive directors, Kayla McFarlane and Emily Gibson. They're doing a lot with the festival this year coming up in June, including a brand new project that has some very big consequences for diversity on television. So coming up over the next week, right here, Mondays and Fridays, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. If you came in late on today's program and you want to catch up on episodes you missed, we make it so easy for you. Go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. It's blogtalkradio.com/televised. Check out the podcast version in several ways at iTunes, Apple TV's iTunes podcast app, as I just mentioned, the Spreaker podcast radio app, and on iHeartRadio.com through the iHeartRadio podcast network. And by the way, if you want to check us out anytime on Spreaker, all you have to do, like you do with iHeartRadio, is put Tomorrow Be Televised in the search bar, click, bang, you catch our show anytime you like. And remember, we love hearing from you. So be a part of the program. Give us your thoughts, good, bad, whatever, about our guests, yours truly, and what you think about the world of television, where it's at and where it's going. It's a very exciting time right now. I hope you caught our news at the beginning of the show about MovieCoin. Again, if you missed it, it's the latest in the efforts to do blockchain cryptocurrency technology to get new TV series on the air, created, financed, and openly distributed in different ways. We are going to try to get the people from MovieCoin on this program in the next week or so. We already have an email out to the public relations people there, who I believe are based in New York. And from what they were, it was a PR Newswire item that we found out about this project, and I think it's quite interesting and a little bit of a different spin on the other ones that are out there, Singer DTV here in New York, Live Tree Adept out of London, and Group out of Canada. And of course, we'll keep you posted on developments with all those other organizations as time goes forward. Anyway, let us know what you think. SimonApple04@yahoo.com. Let's take it involved in our question of the week and the show notes segment. You can also find me on Facebook and follow me on Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's UBC Simon TWBT. Remember, we love hearing from you. Your words are great for us. Why? Because what you say matters. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants, not only those of Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and iHeartRadio. Our production associate is Candace Williams. Andy Toth is Blog Talk Radio's general manager, with Jay Sonnenberg, executive content producer. The co-founders of Blog Talk Radio are Alan Levy and Bob Cherish. Tomorrow Be Televised was brought to you today by Audible.com and Amazon Company. Remember, Audible will transform the way you hear the world. For the free audiobook, 1 month trial, great customer service all in one, audibletrial.com/televised. Remember, audible.com is once again a proud development partner of the annual New York Television Festival. But tomorrow we televise. I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. Have a great rest of your Monday and week. We'll be back with you on Friday. Read your Eastern, New Pacific, Black Love, and BattleBox, the key topics, right here on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. Whatever you're doing this rest of the Monday and the week ahead, please make it safe and make it great. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.